You're listening to Lyrics Undercover, Case 122, Viva La Vida by Coldplay. Coverville Media and the Denver Post proudly present Lyrics Undercover, taking you behind the lyrics of well-known songs to uncover the real stories behind them. I'm your host, Brian Ibbett. Thanks for listening. Time to find out just what those Roman cavalry choirs are singing as we uncover Viva La Vida by Coldplay. Coldplay is a British band known for grandiose, stadium-sized earnest ballads. Chris Martin on vocals, piano, and occasionally guitar, lead guitarist Johnny Buckland, drummer Will Champion, and bassist Guy Berryman met as students at University College London in 1996. The band underwent name and personnel changes, finally settling on Coldplay in time to release an EP in 1998. They made an EP for Fierce Panda Records early in 1999 before switching to Parlophone for another EP and a 5-album contract. Their single Yellow and first album Parachutes put them in the public eye in 2000. The next album, 2002's A Rush of Blood to the Head, won many awards as well as spawning fan-making singles. Although many found the band's music pretentious and derivative, songs like The Scientist and Clocks, featuring Chris Martin's introspective yet arena-worthy voice, appealed to audiences. X and Y in 2005 gave the fans more of what they loved to hear. With 2007's Viva La Vida, Coldplay gently steered their sound in another direction. Chris Martin told interviewers the band was trying to break down their sound and remake it into something else, and that something is no more down-to-earth than their previous sound. Martin's Windham Hill-esque piano is replaced in many instances by a string section, or at least by synthesized strings, and the sound continues to be huge enough to fill even the largest venues. Viva La Vida was produced by Brian Eno, an innovative artist and producer who has worked with another big arena song factory, U2. The title track, Viva La Vida, was released exclusively on iTunes and was Coldplay's first Hot 100 single, and it has been subject to wide varieties of interpretation. Obviously, it concerns a deposed ruler of some kind. Listeners have posted theories that that ruler's identity, mentioning everyone from Napoleon to the current Pope, yet these seem far-fetched upon close examination. Napoleon did not conquer Jerusalem, and he was a few hundred years late for a choir of Roman cavalry. Other possibilities for the mystery ruler include Pontius Pilate and the Roman Emperor Tiberius. Pilate certainly could fit into the role. He was worshipped and then castigated. Tiberius, however, is a closer match, having Roman cavalry at his disposal, though whether they sang as they worked is something lost to history. Tiberius reigned during early biblical times, which may be what Martin is trying to evoke with imagery from the Bible, such as pillars of salt. The missionaries, rather than religious messengers, might instead refer to governors and generals keeping control over faraway Roman colonies. Also, Roman cavalry were used as scouts and skirmishers, often in remote locations. The only glaring anachronism would be the mention of Saint Peter. Peter was not yet a saint during the reign of Tiberius.
Sound of drums. People couldn't believe
Guy Berryman has explained that the song is about a ruler in more general terms, and Chris Martin mentioned as inspiration finishing your life and then being called to account for what you've done. It may be that in the grand tradition of rock bands sticking a hand into the barrel of Western culture and coming up with a fistful of only slightly related images, Coldplay had no particular person in mind at all. Coldplay toured during the spring and summer of 2008 to promote the album and is expected to release an EP late in December. That's going to do it for this edition of Lyrics Undercover. The show is written by Diane Cook, hosted by me, Brian Ibbett, and sponsored by the Denver Post. Check them out at denverpost.com. If you have a suggestion for a show, send it to lyricsundercover@gmail.com. For Coverville Media, this is Brian Ibbett. Thanks again for listening.